Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
What were you doing? Thinking about Halle Berry. Subject, please stop me from cheating. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 53-year-old man, and I have been married for going on 25 years. My wife and I used to have an active sex life, but for the past few years, the magic has been happening less and less. And now we do it once or twice a year. I've talked to her about it, but she always seems to make up excuses. The one I hear the most is that she's not in the mood because I've made her mad about something. Or she'll say something like, if you picked up your clothes off the floor sometimes, then maybe I would give you some. On those rare occasions when we do have sex, it has become so boring. She just lies there until it's over. Sometimes it is so terrible, I just rush to complete the job. Lately, I find myself on adult sites online, looking for one-night stands and hanging out at my favorite bar talking to women. I love my wife, and I think she loves me, but I also like sex. I work overnight, so me not coming home isn't unusual. So far, I've met up with one woman from my past, and we just had an oral exchange, but nothing else. I don't want to continue this behavior, but I don't think that my wife even cares anymore. This lady from my past that I fooled around with wants to give me more, but I'm not really into her like that. There's another lady that I work with, and we've interacted a lot. I have told her about my situation, and she's willing to help me out. She's single and said there would be no expectations on her end. That's ideal for me right now. I'm praying for strength to step out on my wife, and I have needs, and I think it's only a matter of time. Am I justified in my actions if I cheat on my wife? Please advise. All right, I'm going to say this. No, there is no justification to cheat. I got it. Everybody has needs, all of that. We all have needs. But I'm not going to give you an out here. I'm just not. And please stop blaming your wife. Have you even considered what she said about you? Here, I'll repeat it. You said in your letter that your wife said, if you picked up your clothes off the floor sometimes, then maybe I would give you some. In other words, she's sick of your mess. She's sick of all of this stuff. You know, things change. You guys have been married for 25 years. She's trying to tell you what she needs to keep herself going in the marriage. You didn't say what you were willing to do to help your own situation out, except for go someplace else to try and get it done. I'm going to tell you this. Don't do it with someone you work with, okay? What if she turns out to be a psychopath or something? You know, that okay. You're taking a big chance right there. You really, really are. Your wife, again, is trying to tell you what she needs. And what are you willing to do to help this situation out? You haven't mentioned that you've cleaned up after yourself like she wants, started picking up your clothes. You didn't say that. And then you haven't romanced her. You didn't mention anything about romance in the letter. Have you massaged her feet? Have you cooked dinner for her, run her a hot bath? You know, women like romance. We like attention. We like affection. We like all that stuff. I mean, you said you still love her, so really love her, okay? And mean it for a change before you go start stepping out on her again. Steve?
All right, I'm going to just get right to it. please stop me from cheating. What? No, what?
Yeah.
You actually wrote this and you said Steve and Shirley? Uh-huh. See, you can say that to Shirley. But, bro, come on, 53-year-old black dude, come on, man. You talk to a 64-year-old black dude, and you please help me stop cheating. What? What? How? This is your decision and yours alone. It's your decision to cheat. It's your decision to stop. We can't help you. What the hell you mean, help me? Bro, come on. Stop this. Right here. Listen to me. I don't know why you wrote the letter. Maybe it's your guilt conscience. I don't know. But you gone. Dog, you gone. I already know it's all in the letter. You gone. You out of here. You been married. It's going on 25 years. Y'all used to have active sex life. But now the magic's been happening less and less. And now we do it once or twice a year. Once or twice a year. What? Once or twice a year. Partner, you're not sitting around for that. I know you're not. Stop. And this is what she says. I've talked to her about it, but she's always seems to make up excuses. The one I hear the most is that she's not in the mood because I've made her mad about something. Or she'll say something like, if you pick up your clothes off the floor sometime, then maybe I'll give you some. What? Wait a minute, hold up, dog. You really think that her not giving you some is tied to some clothes on the floor?
She needs a clean environment.
What? You, dog, you think that whether she give you some or not is tied to a pile of clothes on the floor? No, dog, this is something altogether different. This is the reason she giving you. Now, I think it's because you stepping out and she know it. But she ain't giving you some for a whole nother reason. It ain't got nothing to do with your clothes in the flow.
Can't get a sock in the flow.
Dog. Baby, you want to do something tonight? Mm-mm. See that sock over there? I see it. I can't do this with that sock over there. Baby, how about tonight? Okay, wait a minute. Is that your chair hanging over the back? Is your shirt hanging over the back of that chair? What? Bro, come on, man. I'll tell you the truth when we come back.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, please stop me from cheating. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. Please stop me from cheating.
53-year-old dude talking about he been married going on 25 years and he want us to help me and Shirley to help him stop from cheating. They have sex twice a year now. It's happening less and less, and she always makes up excuses for that. And the one he hears the most is she ain't in the mood because I made her mad about something. Well, you've been making her mad a lot because you ain't having sex twice a year. So she must stay mad. Mm-hmm. And then the other one she said was, if you picked up your clothes off the floor sometime, then maybe I would give you some. If your sex life is tied to some clothes in the floor, this is a ragged
ass. Not the dirty clothes.
I'm just going to tell you that right there. I would give you some, but did you see you laid that dish rag back on that stove when you got through washing them dishes? We not having sex with that dish rag down there on them stove. Oh, no, wait a minute, hold up. You vacuumed the floor, and you didn't put the vacuum up?
Man.
And now you want some? We not doing this. That vacuum out of, it's not in the... Come on, Tony. Listen to me. This is not how this works. This ain't how this work at all. So there's a whole nother reason why you all are not having sex but twice a year. Ain't got nothing to do with the clothes and the
twice.
And the reason you mad a lot, yeah, they having sex twice a year. It's because you work nights. You said that it's interesting because you work late nights and you usually don't have to come home. So what you've said to do is that when you do have sex that is so boring she just lay there. And it's terrible that you have, well, lately you find yourself on adult sites online looking for some one-night stands and hanging out at my favorite bar talking to women. Now, I love my wife and I think she loves me, but I also like sex. I work overnight, so me not coming home isn't unusual. Now, here's where he gets real vague. So far, I met up with one woman from my past, and we just had an oral exchange, but nothing else. I don't want to continue this behavior, boy. What? You don't want to continue this behavior. You done met up with a woman from your past, and all y'all having is an oral exchange, and you don't want to continue this behavior. You thought you was going to type that to Steve Harvey?
Yeah, he did.
And tell that to Steve Harvey?
He did.
I can't believe you typed it myself. Your fingers went across your keyboard and said these words right here.
He needs help.
He had a straight face when he did it, dog.
Dog. That's the most unreasonable thing he could have possibly said. We have a oil exchange and that's nothing else. I don't want to continue this right now. Okay, well, stop. That's real simple. Just stop. You ain't in jail. Ain't nobody got no gun on your head. Just stop. Okay, so now, but I don't think that my wife even cares anymore. This lady from my past that I fool around with wants to give me more, but I'm not really into her like that. Then here go to this where it started getting more fuzzy. There's another lady that I work with, and we've interacted a lot. Okay, now what that mean, dog?
Interacted.
See, he had an oil exchange with the other one.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never
now, this one, we done interacted a lot. What that mean, though?
I ain't never interacted before.
Nah, you like sex, you hang out down at bars and all this here. But nah,
right.
I ain't, you,
yeah.
Now you interact a lot.
It's like dog. Entanglement.
Dog, you're talking to Steve now. And you at work. You already got your job in jeopardy. Now, Shirley told you don't mess around with this lady at your job. Too late. Mm-hmm. We've interacted a lot. I've told her about my situation. And why did you tell her about your situation? Mm-hmm. So you could gain her sympathy and understanding. And so guess what she said? And she is willing to help me out. I bet she is.
Oh, cool.
That's so nice, though. You know, that, you
ain't that mighty nice
that
of her?
And, yeah, that's really sweet. That's
and
really
I'm telling sweet y'all right now, based on this letter, she done already helped him out because they done interacted a lot.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never interacted before.
Now, listen to me. She's single and said there would be no expectations on her end. Are you stupid?
Yeah, right.
At 53, you finna have a relationship with a woman that's single, that know your situation at home is raggedy, and you think she's entering into this with no expectations? Right. You must be out your ignorant ass mind. That statement is about damn near as ignorant as you having a lot of interactions, which is just as ignorant as you just having an oil exchange, and I want to stop, but I can't. I don't want to continue this behavior. But stop. And you said you wasn't even into her like that. Mm-hmm. She want more, but you ain't even into her like that. But you keep going down, and you at the bar talking to other women, and you on these sites looking for one-night stands. Bruh, come on. This marriage is over if you don't follow Shirley's advice. Now, and she said she's single and said there'll be no expectation on her end. And guess what he said after that? That's the ideal offer for me right now. See right there? If he say that right there, he gone.
Yeah, he gone. Planner.
That's the ideal offer in my situation right now. Yeah, it is, dog.
He's a planner.
Yeah. And so go ahead and do it. And like you already doing. I have needs, and I think it's only a matter of time. Boy, sex twice a year, you done already stepped out. And you said it in your letter. You just typed it to Steve. Should have just wrote this one to Shirley.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.